Okay, and now we are recording. So I'll just start with an introduction. Hey, co-op listeners, this is Lynn Coles here from In Touch Interviews. We are happy on Thursdays to be bringing conversations between me and other co-op volunteers and representatives from community organizations that do really excellent work to make sure that their clients or patients or community members or just general friends and neighbors know about the organizations in our extremely comprehensive and thoughtful helping community here in Central Texas. And I am really, really excited today to celebrate Juneteenth this month of June 2021, and talk about the work of Six Square, which is an organization that works to preserve and celebrate the cultural legacy of the African American community that once thrived in Central East Austin through programs like cultural arts and education and economic development and historic preservation programs. And I'm speaking today with the Director of Programs and Innovation at Six Square. Her name is Regine Malibiran, and I am so excited, Regine, that you are here to speak with us and just share a bit about Six Square and about your upcoming events for Juneteenth.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Lynn. So glad to be on co-op. And as you mentioned, it's great to be in touch with our community members because that's really what it takes to keep this work going. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's start there. What is Six Square's outreach with community members look like? What kinds of engagements do y'all have with not only the African American community in Austin, but other communities at large as well?
Yeah, of course. So, as you mentioned, Six Square, we're a nonprofit dedicated to preserving and celebrating Black cultural arts here in Austin, specifically on the East Side. And one of the things that, or a couple of the things that we're very intentional about when we do our programming, when we're ideating around what we want to present to the community, are a couple of different things. One, is it cultural? Two, is it educational? And three, is it intergenerational? It's so important for us, especially as an organization that does a lot of historic preservation work, to honor the legacy, the history, and also too, like the living legends that we have walking among us here in Austin. And also to make the point about their relevance. And how we can apply those lessons, those figures in contemporary life and make that an exciting thing for people to want to be engaged with, like with our Beyond the Square Festival this past weekend and also our upcoming Juneteenth festivities.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, that focus on intergenerational impact and relevance is so important, I think, especially when we consider a community like Austin, where people are still calling folks who are from here unicorns, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And, I've actually had a conversation with a community member here who he is a fifth generation Central Texan. And I was writing an article about, gentrification, which is one of the issues that the East Side is facing right now. And how, when we talk about unicorns, it's very often forgotten, that the homeless people or the people without homes that you might see, like on the streets or downtown, it's very possible that their grandparents built the house that you might be in now. And so, people don't realize, not necessarily through a fault of their own, the rich history and also too, the issues, the very complex issues that marginalized people, Black people here in Austin are contending with. And so through cultural arts, through engaging programming, and through a really compassionate and intentional approach, Six Square is trying to bridge those gaps, start those conversations, and also to create material change for the communities here in Austin.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important, those histories of our neighbors that we might not have just known about, or the relevance that they might have to their communities, that we might not
Absolutely.
recognize. Yeah. Well, let's step back a little bit and think more generally about Six Square. What's the history of that organization?
So Six Square is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We were founded back in 2013 through the work of several elders. Like I said, in our community, which is why it's so important that we honor them. But the name Six Square actually refers to the 6 square miles in the 1928 city master plan, where the city basically forced Black people all across Austin to move to a 6 square mile plot of land east of 35, mm-hmm. or else they would get cut off from public services. So now, Six Square, the Black Cultural Arts District, we govern those 6 square miles. And so that's the relevance of it. And so, you know, having such a really significant name like that keeps in mind for our team all the time, you know, the history of the work that we do and why it's so important to keep educating people and keep bringing people into the fold so we can continue to advance the work.
Yeah. And I mean, before that law passed in the early mm-hmm. 20th century, I mean, there were thriving Black communities. Like Tarrytown was a Black community, right? Like there was Rosewood, of course, still east of 35, but like west of 35, there were very, very successful Black communities that were essentially uprooted mm-hmm. at that point, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And so that is what happened. And it's awesome that you mentioned that, Lynn. Actually, we have a community partner. Her name is Fumi, and she is actually fundraising to create a documentary specifically about the Freedmen's communities that once were here in Austin. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, there were 13. So you mentioned the Rosewood neighborhood, of course, Masontown, also on the east side, Clarksville, mm-hmm. Wheatsville, you know, those locations, you know, like those are like really significant names mm-hmm. In the fabric of Austin, but the name bearers have become kind of diluted, and so Fumi is trying to educate people and create that documentary so that, you know, people can know like the history of where they live now and what used to be there and the significance of these areas.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember this. I don't think the building is still there anymore, or maybe it is still a historically preserved site. But the first African American press west of the Mississippi was in Austin, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's amazing. I did not know that.
I'll have to send a link. Yeah. I don't think I'm misattributing either the group or the time frame. But there is mm-hmm. a very popular Freedmen's Press that existed west of Mississippi here in Austin. I think it was initiated or started by by a religious community who recognized also mm-hmm. that slavery could not expand into the West.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. Yeah. Well, that history is just so important, and I will absolutely keep up with your colleague also who's working on that piece just to make sure that we've, you know, kind of thoroughly considered all the different work that Six Square is doing. What about the events that are coming up this month? You mentioned that there was just an event this past weekend, which I think we should, you know, rehash for listeners who might have missed it, but then also mm-hmm. let's look forward to future events.
Yeah, so this past weekend, June 4 to June 6, excuse me, we got rained out on June 4, so okay. Let me edit that. June 5th to June 6th this month, we produced our signature yearly festival, Beyond the Square. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, when we were ideating around Beyond the Square, we wanted it to be something that was educational and intergenerational. And the cultural aspect came from celebrating Black Music Month, because June is actually Black Music Month, which not a lot of people know. And in a city like Austin, where it lauds itself as the live music capital of the world, you know, I think it's so important and significant to recognize the contributions of Black musicians in that accolade. And so this past weekend, we partnered with the Long Center to produce a concert with Big Frida.
Awesome.
We brought her in. It was such a great time. And then we had Austin's very own Magna Carta. They're like a local hip hop duo, and they're amazing. And then we also had DJ K Cali, who was the DJ for the night. And it was just an awesome event, really gratifying to bring our community back together in a socially distant way. So that was Saturday night. And then on Sunday afternoon, we hosted a bike tour in collaboration with Black History Bike Ride. And Talib Abdullahi, who is the founder of Black History Bike Ride, curated a special music-themed bike tour through the Six Square District for us. And we had about 30 tour goers for that, which is really exciting. We're also able to incorporate some local luminaries, like historians, community members, and business owners to speak about, you know, the neighborhood, the importance of the music scene, what came before, the challenges that they're having now, and then also unveiled a mural at Kenny Dorm's backyard.
Oh, cool.
Which is right next to the historic Victory Grill, and the mural was by a Black female muralist honoring Black female musicians, the local legends Margaret Wright and Ernie Mae Miller. So y'all can check out that mural at Kenny Dorm's backyard. Grab a bite or two. There's a lot of delicious food there. And yeah, so it was just like a very exciting way for us to bring everybody together, you know, educate people on the history of the district. And it was just really exciting to see, you know, like a multicultural audience, you know, because like I said, it really does take multiple villages, especially after everything that's been going on in the past 2 years, to continue this work and to bolster everybody. And, you know, I'm an extrovert, so it was great to be around people again. And then we're going to be doing it all over again for Juneteenth. So
right.
Juneteenth, yeah, if people aren't familiar, June 19 is the historic celebration of the emancipation of enslaved people. Not, you know, people think that slavery ended when President Lincoln proclaimed that it ended, but the reality is that there were a lot of enslaved people. Of course, you know, the internet didn't exist back then. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just, you know, text your friends and be like, hey, did you hear the news?
Right.
And so it was actually not until 2 years, I think, after the Civil War itself ended, that a lot of enslaved people in the South knew that slavery had been abolished. And so on June 19, was when a general, a Union general, landed in Galveston and officially announced the, you know, to enslaved people that slavery had been abolished. So that's the significance of Juneteenth, and that's why the Black community celebrates it, you know, so importantly, because that's like truly, you know, it wasn't when the Civil War ended. It was, you know, on Juneteenth. That's how they mark it. And so what we're, how we're celebrating this year is through a citywide day-long festival.
Mm-hmm.
Six Square is collaborating with several other Black organizations here in town, including the Carver Museum, Black Austin Coalition, Jump On It, Austin Justice Coalition, the Austin Area Urban League, the Greater East Austin Youth Association. All of us are pitching in to really make sure that we're providing an amazing event for the community. And so it's a day-long thing that will start with a car parade in the morning at 10 a.m. We'll have meal distribution on the east side to feed those who are most in need in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Six Square and the Carver are co-producing a live stream of panel discussions with local Black scholars about Juneteenth, as well as musical performances, and then in person at Rosewood Park starting at 3:30 p.m. There will be like a kickback with live music, and then we'll close out the night at 9:30 p.m. With fireworks at the park. So it's a full day of programming, both virtual and in person. So anybody who wants to come out and be around people, or who are uncomfortable yet, still want to stay home, there's something for everybody this year.
Wow. Well, that's just going to be amazing. I'm so excited. We're looking forward to it so much, and can't wait to share information about that event on our social media platforms and on our website. And also, I had no idea that June was Black Music Month. That is amazing. I'm so glad that that celebration event exists. And I just saw Magna Carta open up for Black Pumas at one of those stub shows a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just incredible. They're just so good.
Yeah. Magna Carta is like, they really exemplify, you know, Black musical excellence here. I think what I like best about them is that they're very rooted, of course, you know, like in, you know, Black music genres, but they're not afraid to experiment and really kind of push the boundaries on what Black music is and what people perceive it to be. You know what I mean? And so they're just amazing. They've been doing great work. They've, you know, performed at one of our shows a few years ago. So it was just awesome to be able to bring them back.
Awesome. Yeah. And I remember hearing from one of the organizers of the Eastside Kings Festival when we were advertising their event last year about the Chitlin Circuit, which was part of a musical circuit that would host. It was a collection of venues that would host African-American musicians in the South and up towards the American Midwest. And Austin was on that circuit. So there's a long history of Black music in this town. And I'm just what a wonderful legacy for Magna Carta to be participating in and celebrating and furthering with their art.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, you saying that you didn't know that June was Black Music Month was exactly why we focused on Black Music Month for Beyond the Square. So now you know.
Yeah. Awesome. And there is so much to learn and experience and celebrate with these Juneteenth events coming up. Regine, for people who are interested in learning more about how they can attend, whether virtually or in person, how should they reach out to Six Square and find out more?
Yeah, so for those community members who are interested in celebrating Juneteenth with us, you can check out the website JuneteenthATX.com, as well as find Six Square on social media at Six Square ATX. That'll be both for Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We'll be posting everything on social, and then JuneteenthATX.com is where the live stream will actually be showing. Mm-hmm. And so starting at 1 p.m., that's when the live stream portion will start, and will be people will be able to view it on JuneteenthATX.com, as well as the Facebook Six Square page.
Excellent. Gotcha. And for folks who might be out of town that weekend, or who maybe want to, if they have financial resources that they'd like to contribute to Six Square, since Six Square is a 501c3, how can folks do that?
Yeah, so thank you so much, Lynn, for plugging that.
Yeah.
Six Square. Yeah, those who are interested in financially supporting Six Square can go to bit.ly/donate-to-Six Square. All of those words are capitalized for the first letter. People can go there and then make a contribution if they are so willing. Wanted to say thank you in advance. For people who are interested in doing that, we appreciate it. You know, with this sort of cultural arts community work, you know, we can chat all day about the difficulties of funding in the arts, especially when you're a BIPOC organization. So thank you in advance for those who are able to and are interested in supporting us. And then, you know, like people can do that through donations, but also too just you know, attending the events and starting these conversations and continuing this dialogue, so that we as a whole community are able to be more educated, be more compassionate, and just be better neighbors to each other. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for listeners who might not be familiar, BIPOC is a term that we and other folks are using, that stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color communities. So when people say BIPOC communities, it's specifically related to organizations or communities that serve those folks who, as Regine mentioned, are oftentimes underserved in terms of arts funding or cultural preservation and so forth. So thanks also, Regine, for giving us an opportunity to share some vocabulary with folks.
Yes. Well, I love words, so definitely always down to share them.
Awesome. Well, we will link to the donation page on co-op.org. We'll also share Juneteenth event information coming up on our social media platforms. Listeners can go to co-op.org to find those links and can also follow Six Square on social media platforms at Six Square ATX if you're interested in keeping up with these organizations and you know, maintaining a supportive relationship moving forward. So, Regine, thank you so much for your time. We're so grateful, and I look forward to just kind of keeping up with you in the future and sharing more information about the incredible work that Six Square does for communities in Austin.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn. Appreciate y'all creating this space for us, and definitely would love to see you at Juneteenth.
Awesome. All right, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.